Reggae Cowboy. Get into Reggae Cowboy.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. 27 degrees with some light snow at this hour. Today's Friday, January 12th, and the time is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden says the U.S. won't tolerate attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. This after U.S.-led strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Houthis say five people were killed.
The military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action. The impact of the warning was short-lived. Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting ships in the Red Sea Tuesday. Then, 2 days later, the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Red Sea is a vital global shipping corridor, and this morning, Tesla says it's suspending for now most production at one of its factories overseas because of the attacks in the Red Sea. Here in the U.S., the Navy says all six crew members survived a helicopter crash in the San Diego Bay. The Navy helicopter was on a training exercise. More severe weather's ahead for millions of Americans.
An approaching storm is expected to bring snow to places like Portland, Oregon, as well as freezing rain. Meteorologist Brian Jackson of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm will bring bitter cold this weekend.
We're expecting temperatures, compared to normal, to be 15 to 25 degrees below normal.
And in the nation's midsection, another storm is expected to bring more snow. I'm Donna Water.
Israel vehemently denying accusations that its war in Gaza amounts to genocide. This is AP News. Now to some not-so-good consumer products, according to some groups.
At CES in Las Vegas, there is a list of the worst in show. Groups including Consumer Reports, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and right-to-repair advocates iFixit put together a list of products considered harmful to society or the planet. One is BMW's partnership with Amazon's Alexa. The judges point out horrific stories where people, generally women, who are trying to escape abusive domestic situations and up having their cars serve as tracking and abuse vectors. Sennheiser's $300 earbuds were cited, called a betrayal of the brand because they can easily be replaced. China-based robot maker Ecovacs made the worst in show list. The judges say its new X2 combo combines all the elements for intrusive home surveillance. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow rose 15 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today, snow heavy at times. It looks like 6 to 8 inches expected by late afternoon, turning quite breezy with areas of blowing and drifting snow later, a high of 30. Northeast winds 15 to 25 and gusts to 35. Tonight, very breezy with snow, an additional 2 to 4 inches possible, considerable blowing and drifting snow, a low of 18. Winds today with 15 to 25 mile per hour winds and gusts to 30 to 35. For Saturday, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with occasional light snow and flurries, an additional inch or less. Storm totals 8 to 13 inches. We're under a winter storm warning now through noon on Saturday. Saturday night, bitter cold, light snow showers early, and winds plunging to minus 20, a low of negative 4 on Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and very cold, a high of 2 degrees. So those are the cold, hard facts today. The following schools will be closed. Richland schools, including St. Mary and Eagle, all after-school activities are canceled. Ithaca, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, North Crawford, including their child care center, closed today. Hillsboro has gone virtual, no in-person classes today. Waseca Steuben, Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Kickapoo are all closed. The City Municipal Building and Community and Senior Center will both be closed today in Richland Center. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites will be closed. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection today. The next collection will be next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity today with limited staff available. Simons Recreation Complex will be open at 11 a.m. until 6:30 today. Lap swim will be from noon to 1:45. Family swim from 4 until 5:55. And in the business community, ET Foods is closed today. The Family Thrift Shop will not be open, and Creative Outlet is closed. Right now in Richland Center, light snow. It begun in the 3 to 4 o'clock hour. Not a lot right away, but we're kind of getting there now with a dusting of snow, and we're up 2 from the overnight low. North winds are almost calm, just a slight wind up to 2 miles per hour occasionally, and it is 27 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
days good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good.
Kaylee Hammack featuring Alan Jackson as we start the day in a positive way. Good morning, kids. Are we having fun yet? Those of you that wanted winter, here you go. Yes, well, we're in here. I'm here to stay. I didn't bring my sleeping bag and my toothbrush, but I figured that I'll probably be all right. But going to be a wild one, that's for sure. And a bit quieter this morning than a typical snowy day, because most all the schools that contacted us did that yesterday. And so normally it's quite a hectic, frantic pace on a snow morning, but at least the two this week have been so far in advance where Phil's got a little peace and quiet in the morning here, you know, other than just a few things here and there. We do have one new announcement to pass along. Richland Center VARC routes are canceled today. So no VARC routes in the Richland Center area. That is the brand new one we have. Well, nothing we can do but just get ready with the snow shovel and be careful. It's already a little slippery. You know, not that there's a lot of snow out there, but it seemed to me that it was just a little hard to get the traction going again. But I guess maybe I'm not quite as good. I'm not like in mid-season form with my winter driving yet. Here we go. Let's start the chores.
I did a solo act, made up my own rules. Then you came along and changed my point of view. Oh baby, what am I gonna do? Just look at me, looking at you. I can't believe the things I'm looking forward to. Would you believe I'm thinking about a two-car garage?
Chevrolet and too many bills to pay, and your two arms to make me happy living that way. I used to play such a game of hide and seek. I go looking for love, then hide if it's on me. You could find me with my friends hanging out on the street. Now they're wondering where I could be. Well, it's Saturday night and it's just you and me, snuggled up on the couch just watching TV. Would you believe I'm thinking about a two-car garage and a two-story house and a couple of kids we can brag about. Give me a two-tone Chevrolet and too many bills to pay, and your two arms to make me happy living that way. If we don't get to Paris, it won't break our hearts. We'll just pack up the kids and go to Yellowstone Park. I want a two-car garage and a two-story house and a couple of kids we can brag about. Give me a two-tone Chevrolet and too many bills to pay, and your two arms to make me happy living that way.
B.J. Thomas on WRCO in a two-car garage. Good to have you along this morning for the Light in the Milk House show. An update on sports is coming up. The aerobic polka is percolating, and farm news and markets will be up in just a few. It's 18 minutes after 5.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
The Shoebox is the Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and price. Customer service is the way it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth. The City of Richland Center is a great place to visit. Enjoy the natural beauty of the area, along with entertainment and activities. Every season is special in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral Information Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
An update on sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters. Last night in area girls basketball, it was River Valley getting the win, 49-24 over Lancaster. And Fenimore over Iowa Grant, 72-29. Hillsborough, 63. New Lisbon, 51. Waseca Steuben got the win against Kickapoo, 48-43. North Crawford, 62. Seneca, 48. And it was Royal over Cashton, 62-54. Boys basketball, Prairie du Chien a winner against Richland Center last night, 70-44. River Valley got a win against Dodgeville, 56-44. Mineral Point, 74. Riverdale, 32. Iowa Grant, 80. Fenimore, 35. It was Darlington, 81. Boscobel, 40. Platteville, 71-49 over Lancaster. A win for Highland over Cassville, 69-57. Southwestern, 63. Cuba City, 60. North Crawford beat Seneca, 71-52. On the state scene, Bobby Portis and Giannis Antetokounmpo combined to score 20 straight points during a 25-0 spurt midway through the first half as the Milwaukee Bucks rolled to a 135-102 victory over the NBA-leading Boston Celtics last night. Cleveland was a winner over Brooklyn, 111-102. Oklahoma City, 139. Portland, 77. Dallas, 128. New York, 124. And Phoenix over the Lakers, 127-109. College basketball, number 10, Illinois over Michigan State, 71-68. And from the NHL, Seattle 4-1 over Washington, Buffalo 5, Ottawa 3, the Islanders 1 in overtime over Toronto, 4-3, San Jose 3, Montreal 2, Edmonton in overtime over Detroit, 3-2, Vancouver 4-3 over Pittsburgh in overtime, Carolina 6, Anaheim 3, Tampa Bay in OT over New Jersey, 4-3, Florida 3, Los Angeles 2 in overtime, Winnipeg 2, Chicago 1, St. Louis 5-2 over the Rangers, Calgary 6, Arizona 2, and in overtime, Vegas beat Boston by a score of 2-1. And that's an update on sports. Thank you so much for joining us. A winter storm warning in effect. It goes now through noon tomorrow, with a possibility total storm accumulation in that range of 8 to 13 inches. My goodness. Right now, WRCO, it is 27 degrees with some light snow. VARC routes are canceled for today. Also, a reminder, these schools will not have school. Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, all after-school activities are canceled. Ithaca, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley with St. Luke's and St. John's. Also, North Crawford, including their child care center, closed today. Waseca Steuben, Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, and Kickapoo. Hillsborough is closed, but will be having class virtually. So, those are the latest we have this morning. Be careful. Be careful out there driving. Be careful doing the polka. Here we go.
Before you
Sorcy, keep your tail up, polka, right there. Good for what ails you. That was Karen and the Teddy G Orchestra and the classic polka for you. Good morning from WRCO. Let's take you to Abilene. This is George Hamilton IV.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
then I'd be a clown. If loneliness was happiness, I could sure spread some round. If hurting was like heaven, there'd be no wings like mine. If teardrops were silver, I'd shine. If loving you was good for me, I'd be the picture of health. And if missing you was riches, I'd own the world and all its wealth. And if wanting you was wisdom, I'd be the wisest, and then I'd know why I lost you and could win your love again. But hurting's not heaven, it's more like someplace else. But hurting is the one thing that I do so well. Yes, if heartaches were funny, I'd shine. If teardrops were silver, oh, how I'd shine.
Gene Shepherd on the old Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nehope, and you're having a great day. having fun. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, at least you'll get your workout today, moving some snow around put the ear flaps down tight. Sounds like it's going to be pretty windy as the day goes on today. Winds in that range of 15 to 30 miles per hour at times today, maybe even some higher gusts later on today. It is 26 degrees with snow at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Biofuel investment, WIC directive, and mixed export sales. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A major investment for biofuels. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2024 Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit.
A new round of USDA funding will help expand the availability of higher blends of ethanol and biodiesel. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the department is awarding $19 million in grants to increase access in 22 states.
We continue to invest in the infrastructure necessary for the renewable fuel industry to continue to prosper across the country.
He says the funding will come from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act.
This brings to a total of 152 awards that have taken place since the Biden-Harris administration came into office in 35 states.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Secretary Vilsack is urging Congress to fully fund the Women, Infants, and Children program. During a call with reporters Thursday, the secretary said WIC is critical to providing nutrition and health support for those in need.
Of the 6.7 million participants, which is up about 400,000 from a year ago, over 3.6 million of those are children. 1.5 million infants and 1.5 million women are beneficiaries under this program.
A research project was successful in preventing soybean white mold, but the equipment will likely need more development. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic.
Brian Luck is the Associate Professor of Biological Systems and Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He tells Brownfield a two-year study of fungicide applications using drop nozzles below the canopy helped prevent white mold.
What we're finding is basically drop nozzles are helping out getting the fungicide where it needs to be, maintaining yield, and basically improving effectiveness of the fungicides that we're applying for white mold.
Luck says he's had several farmers ask if the nozzles can hold up under these conditions.
Do we really want to drag drop nozzles through the canopy at an R3 where the canopy's closed in soybeans, basically? And that's one of the challenges we're looking into. It's a neat engineering problem that we might be able to address.
Luck says he's looking for funding to develop a below canopy guard for the nozzles, as the researchers were gentle during application, and he's not sure some nozzles would hold up under normal large-scale applications. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And U.S. export sales were mixed last week, with U.S. and global business slowed down by New Year celebrations. The USDA says corn, soybean, and rice sales were all up on the week, but below average. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Relatively light day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again for much of Thursday. Bids did surface at $275 trust in the north. Asking prices were firm around $175 plus live in the south and $276 plus trust in the north. Look for more business to pick up before the end of the day Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the USDA says there was very good demand for calves depending on flesh and hide color. There are a lot of packages and loads of home-raised calves on offer, with a majority of calves long-weaned. Flesh varied from moderate to heavy at times. Medium and large one feed are steers, 770 to 796 pounds, brought $222 to $233. Feeder steers, 816
to 848 pounds, brought 230.50 to 237.25. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 601 to 648 pounds, brought 228 to $246. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down 213 at 275.90. Select closed 3 cents lower at 258.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a moderate negotiated run. There were a couple of days of solid business this week, but overall the cash hog market has continued to struggle. There are a couple of factors coming into play. Hog weights are up and supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Both provide plentiful amounts of pork, allowing processors to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 43 cents higher with a weighted average of 45.31. The Iowa Minnesota was 40 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.60, and the Western Corn Belt was down 70 cents with a weighted average of 45.29. Pork values closed higher, up $1.72 at 84.50. Bellies, picnics, and ribs were all sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on technical selling and that recent slide in boxed beef, and lean hog futures into the day higher on oversold signals with additional support coming from that higher move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to firm and corn was down ahead of Friday's USDA numbers. March beans held at 1236 and a half. May was up a half at 1248. March corn was down 1 3/4 at 457 and 3/4. May was 1 3/4 lower at 469 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were up with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for that direct trade. February live was $1.05 higher at 171.80, and April was up 90 at 174.57. March feeders are up $1.27 at 227.40. And hogs were mixed with the nearby contracts supported by demand expectations. February lean was up 52 at 72.60. The April contract was 10 cents higher at 79.05. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A microbial alternative to synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Pivot Bio is on a mission to provide a better way to get nitrogen to plants. Randy Minton is head of commercial sustainability and talks about their microbial products.
Microbes that we've developed that continuously fix atmospheric nitrogen. It's applied to the root of the crop, so those microbes populate, fix nitrogen on the roots, and deliver ammonia directly into the plant. It creates a sustainability benefit in that 100% of the nitrogen that's fixed by the microbe is taken up by the crop.
Minton says 40 to 60% of the nitrogen applied to a field is lost through runoff and volatilization, neither of which helps the environment either. And he adds there are incentive programs to reduce emissions.
The entire program for us is going to be geared towards really creating value along our entire supply chain for corn, grain, sorghum, wheat, barley, whatever grain crop that we operate on from a Pivot Bio perspective. We believe that we have the capability to create really strong partnerships, really great opportunities for growers, and we want to make sure that the majority of that revenue coming from those programs flows back to the grower.
Learn more at pivotbio.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's again. We have on hand many varieties of bird seed, suet cakes, and feeders for all your bird feeding needs. Also, our annual wood pellet sale is going on now, and don't forget to order your ice melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is urging Congress to fully fund the Women, Infants, and Children program. During a call with reporters Thursday, the secretary said WIC is critical to providing nutrition and health support for those in need.
Of the 6.7 million participants, which is up about 400,000 from a year ago, over 3.6 million of those are children, 1.5 million infants, and 1.5 million women are beneficiaries under this program.
He says if Congress continues to fund the program at the current lower continuing resolution level for the remaining months of the fiscal year, it would result in a $1 billion shortfall. And a research team at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln has received a $5 million USDA grant to study management practices that can help lower methane emissions from livestock. Paul Kananoff, professor of animal science, says his team will research interrelationships among animal genetics, the gut microbiome, and nutrition.
We'll be tracking animals for several years and measuring not only their genome, but measuring all of these phenotypes related to methane production and energy utilization, and trying to find these genetic components that actually affect methane production.
He tells Brownfield he hopes the research will improve efficiency and profitability for producers. Checking markets, February Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange down 35 cents Thursday at 1587, March also 35 lower at 1631, April down 29 cents at 1705, May through July contracts 10 to 13 cents lower. Dry whey unchanged at 43 cents, blocks down a penny Thursday at 155, barrels down 3 cents at 145, butter down a quarter penny to 256 and a half, and nonfat dry milk unchanged at 119 and a quarter. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Our temperature is at 26 degrees. We have received about an inch of snow early on. It's on the way. Well, actually, it's here. Snow expected heavy at times, 6 to 8 inches by late afternoon today, and then turning quite breezy with areas of blowing and drifting, a high of 30. Northeast winds 15 to 25 with gusts to 35 today. Tonight, very breezy with snow, an additional 2 to 4 inches possible. Considerable blowing and drifting in open areas, and a low of 18. Saturday's high 21 with occasional light snow and flurries, an additional inch or less. Storm total accumulation 8 to 13 inches. We're under a winter storm warning through noon Saturday, and then it gets just downright ugly. Low of negative 4 Saturday night with breezy and bitter cold conditions. Wind chills plunging to 20 below zero. And Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and very cold. A high of 2 on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, that snow is just coming right along. It's 26 degrees. Like the Milk House Show, 15 minutes before 6 here at WRCO FM 100.9.
By now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said, the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 3 minutes, I was out of state.
Tom T. Hall, the old storyteller, with a week in a county jail. 5:51 here at WRCO Studios. We'll update you on weather. Tony Schumacher comes in. I guess weather seems to be the most topical thing to talk about today. Richland County VARC routes are canceled today. The school list has not changed since yesterday or last night or early this morning, but we'll run that down again for you before 6 o'clock today. WRCO Radio keeping you informed here and keeping it on the air and keeping our head above the snowbank today. This is Earl Thomas Conley.
In and out of honky-tonks, from one town to the next. But anything worth loving, Lord's just too hard to forget. Every day's another way of feeling more the same. Looks like I'll run out of highway before I outrun the rain. But it was fire and smoke. Ooh, what a rush I got when your love was hot. Oh, but I couldn't see that when the flame burned out, you'd leave a cold.
Fire and Smoke reminds me of my breakfast. WRCO Radio, Light in the Milk House Show, where Tony Schumacher is up with the weather in just a moment. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the much-talked-about storm system is finally starting to move into our region with snow this morning. The center of this low-pressure area was over Missouri this morning. It will strengthen rapidly as it travels up towards Chicago by this evening and into lower Michigan by tomorrow morning. This will not only create periods of moderate to heavy snow for us, it will also bring stronger winds by midday lasting through early tomorrow, which will create plenty of blowing and drifting snow. So be very careful if you must go out. It's best if you can postpone your travel today and tonight. Winter storm warning in effect up through noon tomorrow. Even some blizzard warnings across portions of western Iowa, southwest Minnesota, and also over toward the Green Bay area in Wisconsin, and also up towards Bayfield and Ashland County in far northwestern parts of the state. We do anticipate snow totals to be pretty hefty, maybe upwards of a foot or so by the time all is said and done tomorrow. Behind this, of course, bitter cold air will pour in. It's going to be quite a cold stretch for the next week. The forecast today, snow heavy at times, about 6 to 8 inches expected by late afternoon. Turning quite breezy with areas of blowing and drifting, high at 30. Northeast wind 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, very breezy with snow, an additional 2 to 4 inches possible. Considerable blowing and drifting in open areas with a low of 18 degrees. North wind becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles an hour, gust over 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with occasional light snow and flurries. There could be another inch or less. Storm total accumulation from 8 to 13 inches generally, high at 21. Northwest wind gusting to 30. Tomorrow night, breezy and very cold, light snow showers early, low 4 below 0, wind chills plunging to 20 below. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, high of 2. Staying partly cloudy early next week, lows in the teens below 0, highs a degree or 2 above 0. Wednesday, warming up a touch, high of 13, with a chance of snow showers late Wednesday into early Thursday. Please be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our present reading, 27 degrees. We've had about an inch of snow so far here at the WRCO studios in the last hour and a half or so since it began. 31 was yesterday's high. The record high, 55 in 1871. Record low, 25 below zero in 1912. Last year's high, 35. The low, 29. Sunset will happen at 4:48 this afternoon after a sunrise of 7:32 this morning. And now look at some weather-related announcements along the way today. First of all, the following schools are closed. Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, North Crawford, including their child care center. Hillsboro has gone virtual today. Waseca, Steuben, Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Kickapoo. Richland Center VARC routes are canceled today. The city, municipal building, and community and senior center will both be closed. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meals.